there. It's Rocket in here, and I am your podcaster. And if you wonder why sometimes my voice is closer and sometimes it sounds like I'm fading, because I do walk around when I do my podcast, and I am also aiming for the speaker on my iPad. This is how I do my podcast anyway. So what is my topic today? How about unexpected money on Christmas Day? Or it could be something else. I don't know what's how it's gonna pan out, but here's the thing. So usually around November or December or every year, I generated a lot of money on my selling, because I have three stores online. I have Bonanza, I have eBay, and I have Poshmark. Last year, I kid you not, I probably generated 7,000 in December of last year, and I will tell you one of the reasons why, how did I ended up generating that income. And the year before that was 5,000, you know, but this year, OMG, it's not really much. And I remember talking to my partner, and I told him last month, hey babe, I'm starting to get worried about my bills on my business side, because I am not generating a lot of sales. Would it be okay for you to help me out in case I needed some money? And he said, yeah, just so let me know how much it's gonna be. I said, okay. But I never ever really rely on my partner, because I am employable, I have stores, I believe in the power of selling, and I also believe that money can come at on so, or is it on or in so many outlet into my life. So anyway, so I started selling slow, and I said, okay, I still appreciate it because it's some money coming in, but it's just weird. So I probably said 3 weeks ago, after my workout, I ended up walking into the mailbox, and I went and grabbed the mail, and I saw a letter from Wells Fargo and other bills, and I said, oh, it must be the W-2, because we just closed our account from Wells Fargo a few months ago. But anyway, when I came home, I decided, oh, I'm gonna go and do my a video anyway with all these bills and see what will come out of it. That's what I did. So when I opened the Wells Fargo, I've noticed, I did not even really read what it said, but I remember talking it out loud, and I watched my video after, and I said, oh, okay, this must be that thing that I needed to file for next month's tax. But then I start to wonder why the three pages are just blank, and I was like, okay, this is weird. So I flip it over, and I actually saw a check. And I have to really open my eyes wide, and I had to go and grab my eyeglass, because I'm seeing a lot of numbers, but still not, it kind of like, I don't believe. So I went and looked at it, and I kid you not, there was a check enclosed for $2,717.60. I was like, whoa, what could that be? Upon my reading, I've noticed it was some kind of a payment from 2007 to 2009. And that time I was still married. You know, I've been divorced since 2012. So I was like, oh, this is kind of neat. And I sat down for a moment and I was speechless. And I said, oh my gosh, talking about money can come unexpectedly on so many sources. This is one of those evidence that is telling me that I should not be focused on just one source of income coming in, but I should be looking at everything and consider that every sources is an outlet of, it's like a funnel coming into me. And I called my partner and I said, hey babe, look, this is, and he goes, really? And I said, yeah. And then he goes, there you go, manifesting something again because of your belief. And I will say, yes, I do believe in the universal power. And this is one of those that it's proven to me that it will support when needed. So there you have it. I am out until next podcast. Bye.